Today is International Women's Day, and part of our next conversation, but this next conversation is also a follow-up to something we were talking about yesterday, which was looking at the skilled trades shortage we have right now in the province. Province says we need 100,000 new skilled trade workers to build the 1.5 million homes that we want to build over the next 10 years in this province. But skilled trades, has such a wide, definition. It goes in a lot of different directions. Skills Ontario believes we need more than 100,000 people, especially when you take into account retirements and people just, entering and leaving the workforce. Bill Nye, the science guy, in the past has talked about the importance of empowering women and girls in STEM education. And that is something that I would agree with, but it also applies in all sorts of sectors. And since we're talking about skilled trades this morning, it applies to skilled trades as well. So I want to talk about this. Haley McKay is a truck driver, has been one for 8 years, now operates a Skills Ontario Trades and Tech truck and joins us now. Well, Haley, I appreciate the time today.
Yes, thank you for having me and thank you for the introduction.
Happy to have you join us. How did you get involved in this, in skilled trades?
Well, I was actually a lost high school kid. I had no clue what I wanted to do in grade 12, so I ended up taking a fifth year. And it was a co-op teacher, not my co-op teacher, that offered me, knew of a part-time job at a transport company in Sebringville, Ontario. And so I actually started there for the summer in the parts department. So I was a parts clerk, ordering parts, and then I ended up with some other projects, stayed on after the summer, and one of my projects actually led me into getting my license, my AZ license, and I was actually able to buy my own house at the age of 21, and it's pretty incredible to be able to do that at 21, I think, without going to any college or university, just getting my AZ and using my driving skills.
That's amazing, and especially, a lot of people, today, are so, desperate to get into the housing market. To be able to do that 21 is massive. Clearly, you've been doing it for a while. You like what you're doing.
I do, and so I did, like you said, I did drive for 8 years, long haul, all across North America, but I found myself getting a little bit bored on the road, so I needed a change. So I saw actually a job posting with Skills Ontario. They were looking for somebody with a DZ license, and I have my AZ, so that's above that, to operate their trades and tech truck and interact with students and youth and try to get them interested in the skilled trade as a first choice career. And I'm like, you know what, that is something that I can speak to being on the road and seeing the shortage of so many skilled trades members. So it really went hand in hand. So I left my eight-year career of long-haul driving, and I now drive a 42-foot straight truck for Skills Ontario and help students and people in general, because it's not just the students on the truck, realize that you can do a skilled trade as a first-choice career, and you don't have to travel far for one of those careers. It can be right in your own backyard.
What sort of misconceptions do you run into, I guess, from skilled trades in general, but also in particular women in skilled trades? Because I imagine the ratio heavily, skews male.
It definitely does. A lot of the stereotype begins with, women can't do it the same as men. And we definitely can. And running across in this part of my career change with Skills Ontario, I've had a lot of welding instructors and welders say that women actually make better welders than men. They can pay attention to detail. So that was interesting to learn. But a lot of it just they don't give you a chance until you almost prove yourself. And that's slowly starting to change, which is awesome. But it does make it a little bit difficult at first.
What do you think would surprise people about working in the skilled trades? I mean, number one, to be able to buy your own house at the age of 21 is not something on the job, but something can come from the job. But what surprise people do you think about working in skilled trades?
That there is a lot of funding available that you likely won't have to pay for your school if you go that route. A lot of, if you get in with an employer, they can sponsor you. And there's a lot of government funding available for it now, and you can make a lot of money. And there's within one field in a skilled trade, there's multiple different job avenues. On our trades and tech truck, we actually have a fire alarm system, so we can teach students about fire alarms and how they get reset and some basics about them. And that's actually an electrician's job to go and install them. And we have a traffic light to show that you need an electrician to install traffic lights and an inside of a wall, so what you'd see like in a renovation or a new build, to show that there's inside and outside jobs of electricians. So there's more than one option if you don't like being outside or if you want to be outside in a certain job.
$1 million question is, how do we attract more people to this? How do we attract women specifically, but people in general to skilled trades?
I think it's just having that first simple conversation. That first conversation goes a long way to get people interested, and inviting people out to any skilled trade career fairs they come across, resharing those social media posts about skilled trades. It's just, if you see something that you're interested in, you'll probably click on it. And that first click and that first interaction goes a long way.
That's good advice. Haley, certainly appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, and enjoy the sunshine while it lasts.
Yes. Not looking forward to that snow. That's Haley McKay, who now operates a Skills Ontario Trades and Tech Truck, and has some really good advice on getting into skilled trades. Skilled trades, I mean, it's such an umbrella term. It can go in so many different, specific areas. We were talking yesterday about the poll, looking at, people not really looking at that sector in general as a career, which to me is just such a mistake. And so hopefully that's changing. There's so many opportunities. You look at the economy right now. This is a sector that's kind of like geared for the economy to improve things. So hopefully that's changing. But we do need a lot of more skilled trade workers. And hopefully we start to chip away at that shortage that has been talked about, where there's 100,000 or more.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.